This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. Can we have that again? Because I was actually really... That excited me. That was...
Oh, yeah!
I feel like... What was that end noise? I don't know. It was like celery breaking or something. I don't
Someone
know.
Someone snapping
Peanut
it
butter
in.
And celery.
Could have been anything.
Which I did eat as a child.
Really?
Which was almost a rule. It wasn't a rule, you know, per se.
Okay.
But it was something that I did and then I grew out of it. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. But like something that I did carry from childhood... was the old, you know, step on a line, you break your spine.
I haven't finished.
There's
more.
Step on a crack, you break your back. I stood up for that. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. See, that's a lot of pressure to put on someone.
I know.
And it's, when they're operating the purpose of walking.
That's right. And it's something that you don't really... I mean, it's... I think about it constantly because, you know, you got each foot on the sidewalk, you know, you've got plenty of cracks, plenty of lines.
And that's two different problems that you don't want your foot to cause.
That's right. Because, you know, it'll happen to me immediately. So that's why, you know, for the last 24 years, I've avoided lines and cracks.
While walking.
That's right. My back is still here.
I was about to ask you, how is your back?
I mean, I had to go to the physio the other week, but that was unrelated to stepping on lines or cracks.
You sure you didn't? Maybe you edged one. Maybe you did a half step on one.
That's right. Yeah, I had a big night and I didn't know I stepped on all those lines and cracks.
See, does it only count if you're conscious of the idea?
It could be. And then, you know, and then the powers that be... enforce, you know, you wake up in the morning and it wasn't because you're bad, Bedsy. It was because you told me.
Yeah.
It was because I stepped on a line.
It'd be over
the line.
You're making me think that, you know, you do it and someone sees you step on the line, right? And then you wake up in the middle of the night with someone standing over the bed being like,
saw
you step on that crack. And then they break your spine.
They break it. That's a rule. That's a rule, you know, as a child, and I've carried it over as an adult. I mean, don't you...
It reminds me of something. Now that you mention things that carry over, I've noticed, not a routine, but an order of operations of how I eat my Oreos or other biscuit equivalent with a cream filling.
That sounds intriguing.
Please. I have a specific routine, and I know, you know, it's self-taught, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. It's the crack it open, you eat the filling, and you press the two biscuits and eat.
Oh, wow.
Right? Delicious.
Wow, that sounds like, what a method. I mean, I tend to eat fast, so it's all in very quickly.
Yeah.
Barely chew. And down the gullet, you know?
I'm just glad you breathe during it sometimes.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult sometimes, but, you know, we get there in the end. That's why I have the oxygen tank with me at all times.
And the drip of hydration.
Of cookie dough.
Wow.
Constantly happening.
It sounds delicious.
yeah, Duncan's got a lot on his plate. I've got a lot on my rider for when we come into the show, but yeah.
I believe it. But no, that's one of those things where I guess I've carried it on as a child without realizing.
Look,
it's an innate thing I've carried over.
I'll revolutionize your chocolate biscuit eating with the filling in the middle.
I'm gonna tell
vanilla
you,
filling.
You're changing something that I've had in place in practice for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so apparently to eat this chocolate biscuit with a middle filling,
yes,
is it vanilla? I think it's vanilla.
Cream.
Okay. To revolutionize this fantastic biscuit already, you know, pop it open like you said.
Crack it
open. But you put the biscuit on top of the other side of the biscuit,
so
right?
So double-deck biscuit.
Double-deck biscuit with the cream on the bottom. Then you put the cream bottom on top of your tongue.
Wow, bottom on my tongue does sound...
This increases the taste of, you know, the creaminess of the actual... Well, it's cream. So the creaminess of the cream.
Has this been G-certified?
Yes, it has. Multiple times with multiple sleeves of chocolate biscuits with the vanilla center in the middle. But, you know, they have other flavors. I haven't experienced those.
It's an exploration, it sounds
like. That's right. That's right. But, I mean,
not ready to
I think the biggest one that I adhere to, the biggest one that I've carried over from childhood, really. And it's kept me at bay from doing this thing. And it was that, you know, Dibba Dobbers wear chocolate nappies.
See, okay, I'll be honest with you. This isn't something I've heard before until now.
Really?
Until now.
Well, you know that. Well, I mean, so you're telling me you've been snitching. Is that's what you're telling me?
No, I never was threatened by the idea. I've never heard that having, what was it? A chocolate nappy.
And apparently a chocolate nappy is more scary than a number two nappy.
That's it. It sounds
elaborate. Like, it sounds like you got to put a lot of Mars bars in your nappy.
I feel like it's on a different level to liar pants on fire to having a chocolate nappy.
They're different levels of pain. One emotional, one physical. You know,
like growing up, don't lie or your pants will be on fire. That's a threat.
That's right.
You know, don't dib a dob, don't snitch.
Yeah, I guess.
And you get chocolate pants. That sounds like a benefit to a child.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's true. But in your diaper, so I don't know.
Oh, a diaper.
You've already got incontinence problems there, so I don't know. That's a whole another issue. But
uh-oh.
I guess the dib a dobbers wear chocolate nappies is the step down from liar pants on fire. Because I guess the sayings board said, hey, lie pants on fire. That's a bit
okay.
Yeah, you know. Whose pants are getting on fire right now, you know?
For lying.
Exactly. They're not just going to spontaneously combust
But a child would believe that threat, right?
They could.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right. You know what's more plausible? A chocolate nappy.
I guess.
That's right, because you can't always hold on to it, you know? Now, we've got Duncan set up in the corner over there. Hey, Z, can you just go over and push him? This is kind of bullying, but not really. It's not. Okay? Just go over and
Duncan, do you consent to this?
Yeah.
No, yes. What? No.
He consented. He said, "Yeah, okay. So
we got a
just
yes.
Push him. Push him on the line."
Here we go. Three. Push him. Up.
Yep. Go. Go do it. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, you just stepped on a line.
Did
there.
I hear that?
Duncan?
What was that?
Duncan, you stepped on a line.
How do you feel?
Onto a line.
Oh, no.
That's Duncan's. Duncan looks like he's in. Hey, Duncan, can you step on this crack for us?
What's that?
Wow, that was a big break. Can you get up, Duncan? Can you walk, Duncan? No, I don't. Oh.
And he's done it again. That's a three.
That's
cracked back.
That's a three cracked back. How many vertebrae do we have? Well, he's only got 20 left.
He's only got
23. Oh no, that's a shame. I think Duncan is saying, I'm saying yes. You're making the treble clef sign. We have to go to a song, but before that, how many of your bones are? How many do you have? How many? What's going on, Duncan? What
sounds like you're making popcorn over there?
Oh, it does sound like popcorn is popping over there.
Oh no.
Oh yes, I'll have some butter flavor. Thank you very much, Duncan.
What a grateful guy.
And while he's breaking his bones over in the corner, we do have to plug that game. So if you do know what the hairdresser said to Z,
relax,
Duncan. Don't try and get up.
Maybe take a seat.
Yeah, just take a seat. Just take a seat.
Wendy, can you just deal with?
Yeah,
thank
no.
You.
That's no. That's a no.
That's a no.
Wow,
sorry.
That was a bit loud.
Two strikes, Duncan.
So if you know what Z said, when the hairdresser said to Z. When he was at the hairdresser's. Now, you can find that by going to joy.org.au/laughouproud, and it's all there. The answer is probably there.
We've given you enough clues to find the answer.
Is it there, Duncan? No.
Thank you for contributing. I'm feeling a bit uneasy.
That's no good.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.